Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Dozens of Cochrane reviews explore the effects of treatments for asthma, both routine and emergency. One of these was updated in May 2014 to bring in the most recent evidence on the use of magnesium. Kaylee Q and Lisa Kirchhoek from St George's at University of London in England describe what they found, starting with Kaylee.
Acute asthma represents a significant burden on emergency departments, costing the NHS in the UK an estimated £1 billion a year. But how these exacerbations are dealt with varies. Some guidelines recommend the use of intravenous magnesium sulfate when other treatments haven't helped, but its effectiveness remains unclear. Until now, it has been thought that people with the most severe exacerbations are likely to see more benefit. Our review should help to clarify this uncertainty, finding clear benefits for the treatment. Since the previous version of this review in 2001, a large, well-designed, multi-centre trial has been conducted, which had the potential to alter conclusions, prompting the need to update this review, which looks specifically at adults. The review for children is underway. We looked for trials that compared intravenous magnesium to placebo in adults attending the emergency department with an asthma exacerbation. We were mostly interested in whether intravenous magnesium reduced the number of people needing to be admitted to hospital, and found randomised evidence for more than 2,300 people. These came from 14 studies, which varied in terms of the inclusion criteria relating to severity of exacerbations, and they had also followed a variety of treatment guidelines before giving intravenous magnesium. All trials gave patients at least oxygen, nebulised short-acting medications, and steroid tablets or injection.
There was high-quality evidence that intravenous magnesium reduced the need for hospital admission, with 7 fewer admissions per 100 patients treated. This overall result combined evidence across moderate, severe, and life-threatening exacerbations. But because the studies categorised severity differently, we were unable to reliably assess whether patients having the most severe exacerbations were more likely to see a benefit. In order to investigate this, we would need a consistent way of attributing severity to exacerbations based on objective measures and recognised guidelines. It was interesting, however, that studies applying their own stratification of severity were able to demonstrate a better response in the most severe exacerbations. We also found that there was some improvement in lung function, but it remains unclear whether these changes hold any clinical impact. Reporting of adverse events was inconsistent, and this is one of the areas that would benefit in particular from future research. In summary, we would expect that for every 100 people being treated in the emergency department, the use of intravenous magnesium sulfate would result in 7 fewer admissions. It is important, though, that clinicians understand that this is in the context of having first followed recognised guidelines for the management of acute asthma.
To look deeper into the findings and to read more about the package of care for acute asthma, go to thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll find this updated review and the others on asthma from the Cochrane Airways Group. Stop.